Montana. We're back for another episode of the Lakers Fast Break Podcast. It's Gerald Glassford coming right back at you here from Pop Culture Cosmos. The Lakers Fast Break, Inside Sports, Fantasy Football, and Game Source. We truly appreciate everyone out there listening to all of our great shows. And if you can, please, I'll tell you, Tom, you always move something during my intro. Never fails. That's why I give you the 30 seconds for you, man.
Was it the noise or the movement that drew you off?
Anything. I can hear it. Your mics always pick it up.
But yeah, it's a creaky table that I'm sitting at.
It must be tricky out everywhere.
It's creaky. It's creaky when you
every single time. Always in the intro. People wonder
just
why.
Just trying to get situated, and you know,
people wonder why I do the 30-second intro. But I'll tell you what. If you can, please let us know. Please do what you can to share, subscribe, like, follow, do whatever you can to support us right here at the Lakers Fast Break. It is truly appreciated. Want to go ahead and thank you so much for listening and for watching, and appreciate everybody out there giving us some love each and every time out. If you get a chance, please give our Lakers Fast Break channel a try as far as going ahead and checking out some of the shows, because I just dropped, just before the season started, the Lakers Championship Rewind Part 3. I want to go ahead and tell you it was just a labor of love. It took a while to complete. I had to go through a lot of archives to pick the very best and most poignant episodes and least excerpts from them to go ahead and gather it into a final part that I thought was fitting for the Lakers championship. So hopefully you get a chance to listen to not only Part 3, but Part 1 and 2 of the Lakers Championship Rewind. And then, of course, the Lakers Roundtable from this past weekend. So there's a lot of good stuff on Lakers Fast Break. And also check out Lakerholics.com. Tons and tons of articles are there. Please check it out today at Lakerholics.com. Also want to give a big shout out to Sebastian, who watched the showdown on Sunday that we did for the previous Lakers Fast Break. He said he said some words like calm down. We're going to keep it civil today because we're going to keep it short because there's really not much really to belabor over. Because today's game, let's put it this way, it's a hangover. It's a ring hangover. Happens seemingly every single year. Whoever wins the championship, they get the rings, and they always come out slow. It seems I think if you always take the first quarter and whatever other team is, you always get your money in Vegas. That's what they seemingly every bet on every year. And it was the case. This never got over the hump. They tied the game in the third quarter, but never quite not got over the hump as the Lakers lose in their first game of the year, similar to what they did last year. Could that be a precursor for a repeat? We'll have to wait and see. But they did lose 116-109 today. And here with me for a recap of today's game is a good friend indeed. He is the guy who I did spar with, but we have made up. And so, Sebastian, you're right. We got to keep it a little bit more civil. We will definitely today. It is my good friend, indeed. It is Laker Tom. Laker Tom, before you come on, I want to go ahead and give a big shout-out to Stone Hansen, who has come on the show many, many times, and also our own Jamie Sweet of Lakerholics.com. Both are under the weather right now, and I'm just our thoughts are with you. Feel better. Get well soon, and we hope everything will be okay. I know the Lakers loss didn't help you any, but I hope you get better soon. Anyways, maybe a Christmas Day win will help just instead. But Laker Tom, not quite the way you wanted to start off this season. But then again, they did the same thing last season as well.
Yeah, you could see the trap game coming with the Clippers obviously hungry to do well. Paul George looking to redeem himself.
And just sitting there watching the ring ceremony.
And the ring ceremony was, and I'll just take a second of time out that I thought that the Lakers did a classy job. You can't doing this in front of an empty stadium is a whole lot different than doing it in front of the entire Staples Arena filled with Lakers fans. And I thought that they, right from Adam Silver's comments all the way down to Jeannie's comments, Frank Vogel's comments, I love the involvement of the families giving the rings out to the players and to the assistant coaches and so forth. So I thought that was great. I was standing up in front of the television clapping every time everybody got their rings. And it's kind of funny. I noticed that everybody kept trying to put them on their ring fingers, but they only would fit their little fingers. So I knew that there was a rush to get the rings out, and there was some question of whether they'd be ready for the ceremony. Obviously, they did, they weren't personally sized before the ceremony.
Yeah.
You know, you're dealing with NBA players, and these guys have got big hands, and it, player after player was putting it on his pinky as the only finger that he could get it on. But congratulations to the Lakers for winning the championship. Congratulations to the Lakers players who weren't there tonight that were part of that team. I thought they did a great job, and that was the highlights of the situation. You know, the game was an interesting game. I loved how the Lakers came back in the second quarter. We had some problems. Some players played well. Some players didn't come out and play well. I think that you have to give Paul George credit. He took a lot of flack through the performance that he did in the playoffs, and how he and Kawhi did not produce. Paul was
certainly terrific, played like a $190 million player yep. today.
And 13 out of 18 and 30 some points. That's a great way to show that you're going to come back. We'll see how he does in the playoffs.
Yes. We'll see how he does.
That's my only concern, that, you know, when the things come down, the Lakers, I liked what I saw from Trez. I thought he played very well.
Very efficient.
I was very worried about Marc Gasol because he really just did not seem to have any snap to his game at all. And he seemed to look very slow and very old and very foul prone. He was obviously in foul trouble right from the beginning, and that makes it a tough haul for you to have a good game.
And somewhere Dwight Howard is laughing.
Yeah, well,
in Philadelphia. You
know, listen, I think that it's going to take, for one thing, you know, somebody like Gasol is really the kind of guy who needs a training camp, a regular training camp, more than other players do, because he's got to get his legs underneath him at that age. LeBron missed a lot of bunnies early in the game, and so, you know, it's the Lakers. I think that Frank Vogel said it well when he said that mentally we're there, but it's the question of physicality. Have we physically got our legs underneath us?
Well, that's why the 4-0 undefeated is kind of like fool's gold.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no, it was because we shot lights out.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying it's hard to
agree, you know.
It always seems like when you play really well during, you just, it's hard to get off to that when it comes to the regular season. It just seems like it's a different, like you go from one island and you go into another island. And it's just so weird how that works out. Sometimes you almost want bad, bad preseasons, because somehow I've seen a lot of teams play better because of it.
There's always a silver lining, even in a situation like this, because all of a sudden now this is a wake-up call. After everybody is putting the Lakers in a tier by themselves, at the head of the league and so forth, wake up now, because the season started. And yeah, it's only 71 games, 71 days since you last won a championship. But by the same token, the schedule is compressed. The schedule is, they've taken the schedule and they've crammed it into 71 games, and they've crammed the time in too, so that's the less rest between games. So it's going to be interesting. We played 11 men. I think one of the problems, again, that I've mentioned several times with an 11 man rotation is that you're going to have at least two or three or four players in there who don't really get time, enough minutes to get into rhythm and to develop a rapport with their teammates.
Yeah.
And I think we saw that tonight. There was especially, you know, and part of it was obviously the ring ceremony hangover, as you put it, but, you know, lazy passes that were intercepted, and you spark it, you give a team a 20-point lead to start off the game, 22 points, I think, at the peak. And it, you know, yeah, you can come back, but that takes a lot out of you. And then you get up the 9-point lead, and all of a sudden you just don't have the energy to come back. Paul George hit the shots. He must have hit like six or seven shots in a row there.
At the end of the third quarter, that burst really did it for Clippers. I think that's where they won the game.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm not worried about the season. I think this was just like last year. It's just one game of 72. We could still go. My attitude is always that you can still go 71-1. So we'll see what happens. But we've got quite a few games. I think we play four more games before the end of the year. So that's not like you can sit back and rest on it.
Well, they do get 2 days off.
It'll be interesting to see what Frank does with the rotations. I thought that, you know, like Caruso had a terrible game. I mean, three horrible turnovers. finally hit that 1 3-point shot. Otherwise, he would have gone over for the whole night. He didn't play well. Gasol had a terrible game, got a zero for his first game as a Laker.
Wesley Matthews.
Matthews had a terrible game. Just, it's funny, he looked great in preseason with his defense, but Kawhi and Paul George tore him apart. And he really, you know, he's got those long arms, so it's always been something, but he's still only 6'4", you know, so it's, he looks 6'4" tonight. You never saw the long arms get involved in making the kind of defensive plays you need. So the Lakers definitely are suffering from not having had a regular preseason, suffering from the hangover of the ring ceremony. And we'll see what happens as we move forward. I think Trez and Schroeder look pretty good.
Schroeder just trying to do too much.
Well, but I think most of that was at the part of the game where we needed somebody to actually take over and do that. Mm-hmm. You know, we just couldn't trade baskets. We just kept trading baskets. And that's a problem, that when you get somebody who's hot, like Paul was, and even when AD would try to cover him, you know, he'd easily make a switch on somebody. I know that Frank doesn't like to switch, but we sure didn't fight over the screens and try to prevent for switching. You know, they were pretty much able threes. To isolate people out. And we didn't do a good job on the other end, because we didn't really go in and isolate against Lou Will when he was in the game like we should have. That was basically one of the formulas we had for winning last year. So chuck it off to the ring ceremony game, and we move on, you know. I guess the next game is Christmas, right?
That is correct. They get 2 days off.
And the Mavs.
Yeah, and so a little bit of lackluster performance for AD and LeBron, obviously not playing up to their level as well, trying to still get into it. Like I said, I think Schroeder did a little bit too much, but he was aggressive, and you want somebody aggressive outside LeBron.
He shot well from outside, 2 of 5.
5 for 15 overall. He's going to improve on that, so I'm going to give him a little bit of slack, but he was aggressive, so I do like that. I just think, like, overall, the defense, I was kind of concerned. And then the fact that they don't have as much interior defense, which more teams I found going to the basket are going to be a problem, because you saw the Clippers.
It's a real problem when it's Paul George and Kawhi Leonard going to the basket for little 10-foot shots or layups and so forth. I didn't really see a whole lot of the triangle offense that had been talked about and so forth. But
they didn't need it.
Yeah, you know, they didn't need it. And they shot well from three. They hit timely threes, especially George. I mean, he was very unstoppable and showed what kind of player he can be, you know. He obviously did not adjust well to the bubble and obviously had some issues with confidence in the bubble that sort of caused him to really fade out at the end there. But, you know, good players who have talent will come back, and we'll see what happens as we move down the line. I think we play the Clippers 2 more times, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
In the season. And so we'll have our chances to get revenge, and then we'll see if they can make it to the finals to play us this year. Going to be the most competition for the Lakers, I think.
This is Raphael from NBADraftJunkies.com, and you are listening to the Lakers Fast Break.
Check out what's been going on with the Pop Culture Cosmo Show and the PCC Multiverse.
People are just losing their minds trying to consume Marvel products right now, and I don't blame them. This is some of the best entertainment you can get on TV and big screen right now.
If something's going to be successful or not, they look at the mentions, they look at the likes, they look at the retweets and the tweets and the subtweets and the tweet tweets, and they look at all of that to say, okay, this is actually going to garner a lot of attention.
Is it going to be enough, though? I think the fish out of water syndrome might be enough for somebody like us, because it's going to be hilarious to watch two stoner kids we saw barely make it through high school now live in a society that they fully don't understand, because they've been stuck in a decade and never came out of it.
Facebook stars, not ninja stars, okay? I know how some people take things literally, so don't throw ninja stars at us, but like the Facebook stars, click on those. That's what we want.
That's the Pop Culture Cosmo Show.
And the PCC Multiverse.
Catch our shows on Worldwide Radio 7 days a week and wherever you get your podcasts. Or Big Chasm. I still pick the Lakers as my favorite, but I don't think that there's the huge chasm between the teams such as the Lakers and the Clippers. I think the Clippers did enough to either stay at the level or be a little bit better. I think the Ibaka acquisition was a very good
Ibaka one. Obviously played outplayed Gasol tonight. So yeah. That, to your credit, you know, you've always felt strongly on that. We'll have to see. You know, I felt very strongly that I would have rather had Gasol because of the passing ability, but Ibaka's 31 and Gasol's 35. So we'll see how that plays out as we have the next matchup against them. I don't even know if Gasol had it. Did Gasol get an assist?
No, I don't think so either. He was basically.
I don't remember an assist from him. I don't remember a 3-point shot.
He did get one assist, and one rebound. That's pathetic, my friend. In 12 that's minutes.
That. You know, I mean, that's the difference in the game. We got outplayed at the center position, and nobody could stop Paul George. But you know, give the Clippers credit.
Yeah, absolutely.
They had to have this win, because if they had lost this game, it would have been a very, very tough situation. They are coming back from a series of faux pas and disappointments, and so there was a lot of pressure on them, and they were ready to play, and the Lakers basically took a lazy-daisical approach to the game, you know. We just sort of slipwalked through the first half, or for the first quarter at least, and managed to come back in the second half. But the one thing I never saw, even when we came back in the second half, a lot of it I thought was poor shot selection by the Clippers and taking bad shots and not making them and go cold all the time. And it wasn't necessarily because of the Lakers playing unusually strong defense like you've seen them do in the past. We haven't seen that lockdown defense at all tonight. So it'll be interesting to see how the Mavs are going to be gunning to try to give us two losses to start the season and they have an effort to want to prove that they can play in that game. Luka's an early favorite for MVP. So it should be a good challenge.
It'll be a good challenge. Yeah. I'll be looking for it, my friend. We'll be looking for it. I know you and I will be back for a post game for then. Hopefully it'll be a little bit longer because it'll be hopefully after a win, get back off the schneid. But then again, like I said, I'm not too bummed because they did the same thing last year and look what happened. So maybe they should lose.
If we go 24-3 for our first 27 games, we'll both be happy.
Yeah, we'll both be happy. And maybe that, you know, if that's the case and they win again, maybe they should schedule the Clippers each and every year as the first game of the year just to lose, just so that would be the mean they could go ahead and win the championship. But that's again,
we'll find out whether you're right that there isn't a chasm between the Lakers and other teams in the league, or whether I'm right and Zach Lowe's right that the Lakers are in a tier by themselves and everybody else is behind.
Well, I still think the Lakers should be a favorite going forward. But again, I just don't think it's that wide. When you're dealing with situations like matchups and things of that nature, and for instance, like all you need is a Paul George or a LeBron James to get hot, or an AD to get hot at the right time, and it just swings one way or the other, as you can see right there.
It could even be a Lou Williams Kyle Kuzma or
Dennis Schroeder.
Jalen Horton Tucker.
They got to play him more than 11 minutes, my friend.
It's awful hard to get any rhythm when you hardly touch the ball, too.
Yeah. So I remember Montrezl Harrell. He would run by Montrezl Harrell, and Montrezl Harrell would not pass him the ball in an obviously open pick-and-roll situation. Well,
they obviously had given Caruso the job of running the team at that point in time. He came in as a second point guard, and he played point guard. Talen did not play point guard when he came in at all, and either in his short stint in the first half or his short stint in the second half.
Maybe that's
just change. We'll see how Frank adjusts to everything. I mean, I suspect that he'll keep the same starting lineup. Kenny played well, had that one little streak where he made like 7 points in a row that really was the catalyst for us getting back into the game. So I thought he played pretty well overall.
But he did get hit in the calf. He did get
that was a Mark Gasol screen.
It was Zubac's screen
where he comes to a jump stop with his knee right into his calf.
And Zubac played well for the Clippers.
Zubac played well.
And still hurting over that decision. Probably the worst trade of the Rob Pelinka era is that one. That one still, even though that was Magic Johnson influenced, it still has got to hurt on that one. So I mean, other than that, like I said,
well, I don't know. I'm still. See, I didn't mind that just simply because I've wanted the Lakers to get into the modern era and have a stretch center so that they'd open up the floor for LeBron and AD.
Yeah, but when that stretch center on the team couldn't hit the broad side of a barn.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't even have a shot. He didn't get open for a shot.
That's true. But he's doing well in Oklahoma City, from what I remember. Right. So anyways, I'll tell you what, again, we'll recoup, we'll regather it. We lost the first one, but you know what? We did the same thing last year, and look where that led us. Yep. It led us to some rings, which the Lakers did get tonight. Some beautiful, fantastic rings. But that sluggish ring ceremony didn't
stubborn. But in the long run, the guys will remember this as a good night because they got the rings, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, every single one of those guys, watching them walk up and pick up their ring and try to put it on their ring finger and have it not fit, but then putting it on their pinky and, you know, the guys that kissed the ring and so forth. And you could see a great deal of joy and pride there. So, you know, give them a pass.
Oh, I give them a pass. Absolutely. Like I said,
watch the game, move on to the next one and just see what happens. But I think we'll bounce back on Christmas because
there's
a lot of pride on this team and there's a lot of pride in LeBron James and Anthony Davis. They're not going to want to go 0-2 to start.
Yeah. I think we should give them a lot of credit. They'll bounce back against Luka coming up on Christmas Day. It is the ring hangover. I'm going to go ahead and attribute it to that. But again, the Clippers played an outstanding game, and give Paul George and both Kawhi chipping in with a solid 26 as well. They didn't have an answer for them tonight, but in the future going forward, we'll see what happens. But once again, it's Laker Tom for LakerHolics.com. Before we head on out, my friend, I want you to just go ahead and give a shout out to whatever it is you're up to on your articles that we can go ahead and catch there. Plus also catch the stuff from Jamie Sweet, who I hope again is feeling better. Also, as well as Sean Grice, a.k.a. Magic Man. You got to catch all the articles that they do. But I know you've got a ton of articles that you're doing as well at LakerHolics.com.
One of the things that I've been pushing, and I'm still a fan of it, and I'd like to see it, which is this sort of idea of sitting a couple of guys every night, two or three guys every night, so that we can run a regular 8 or 9-man rotation so that, and I think also that you can match up better with the teams that you're playing. And it's really hard to get a rhythm when you're playing an 11-man rotation. And also, too, I think that we don't have our legs yet. And so it makes a lot more sense for guys to be able to have a normal 25-minute game that you play so that you get a good 12-minute stretch in the first half and a good 12-minute stretch in the second half. And as we go through the season, there obviously are situations where the starting lineup, especially the guards, you know, not so much the LeBron and AD are going to start every game. And at least for the near future, Gasol's going to start every game. So the question is then who starts at guard? And there's really not a huge difference in quality, at least when you look at it on paper for the guards. I think KCP probably is the most productive guard that we have. He was the third best player on the team last season. So you figure he's going to be in there. It appears that Schroeder's going to be the guy who's going to be given the starting job to start off with and to keep it. So I think that's still going to be what Frank Vogel does moving forward, but I would like to see more playing time for Talen Horton-Tucker. I'd like to see more playing time for Harrell off of the bench. I think that I was concerned about how Caruso played because he did not have a good game, and and his turnovers came at very critical times during the game. That was very un-Alex-like, if you will. And I get so angry when he leaves a guy in the corner to try to help out in the middle because he's not really going to do much in the middle of the key. And several times, twice with Pat Beverly, he left him all alone in the corner in order to try to be a help defender in the key. So I'd like to see Frank just settle in, whether it is. I don't know whether maybe it'll be Matthews and Caruso who may get fewer playing time. You know, I don't think we can make a decision on that based on just one night, especially with the ring ceremony and so forth. But I'd like to see him do one of two things, either sit two or three guys every game in order to give him a rest so that the other 8 or 9 guys can get the regular rotation, or alternatively decide upon a rotation. If you decide that you're going to sit Talen Horton Tucker and you're going to sit Matthews because the other nine guys are playing better, get a rotation where you can really have guys have enough time. I think when you play an 11-man rotation, you end up probably hurting three or four or five guys at the end of that rotation. You know, they don't get the minutes that they really need to do to get into rhythm, to develop a rapport. The team gets a little disjointed. So I'd like to see what happens as Frank moves forward. I do have to say that I have a lot of confidence in the rotations that he made in the playoffs. He showed the ability to make adjustments in the playoffs, to change his starting lineup and so forth. So what he does in a regular season probably doesn't really matter that much. I'd like to see him get down to an 8 or 9-man rotation fairly soon, you know, maybe by the first of the year. So we'll see what happens in the next 4 games.
We will see indeed. But if you have any questions for Laker Tom, it's at Laker Tom on Twitter. Also check out his great articles on medium.com. You'll be happy to see that there. And then also, of course, catch him at Lakerholics.com. You can go ahead, share your thoughts, share your comments, share your opinions on the Lakers. Take out your frustrations there right now. It's Lakerholics.com. While you're doing so, you're going to see a ton of great articles. You'll see some great videos from Rafael Barlow. And, of course, you'll see all the different podcasts from the Lakers Fast Break, including the latest ones, our Championship Roundtable Part 9 from this past weekend, where if you actually, you can see us blow up against each other on Facebook Live, but you can also go ahead and check out the audio version as well. And of course, the third and final part of the Lakers Championship Rewind, again, that covers the entire season with the best excerpts from the season as far as the Lakers Fast Break episodes. So I hope everyone enjoys that. I think it was well worth it because it was something that I worked really hard on. So hopefully everybody will go ahead and give that a listen. Once again, that's the Lakers Championship Rewind Part 3. Part 1 and 2 are there as well at the Lakers Fast Break channel, wherever you get your podcasts. The Laker Tom, again, we'll recoup. It's the ring hangover. We'll go ahead and leave it to that, just like they did last year. Could that be a sign that the Lakers will win and repeat for sure now, since they lost the first game 116-109 to the Clippers? We'll wait and see. I'm hoping it is. I still think that they do have the best team in the NBA, but they've got to work out some kinks. But we'll see what happens this Christmas. And we'll be back right after the game, Lakers versus Mavs on Christmas, doing the post game right here at the Lakers Fast Break Podcast.